Yo, what up guys? Nathan back once again with another video, and in today's video slash podcast of the Unplugged Freedom podcast, we got a lot of things to talk about. I gotta say, we got a lot of things to talk about. Absolutely crazy the amount of bullshit that is out there. It just blows me away. So, I was in the gym, okay? I'm in the gym rocking it out. I'm on the bike, and they got the TV going with the subtitles, and it's Fox News. And it just blows me away what they're making yesterday at the Capitol Hill, like how big they're blowing it up and just talking about how it was like just such a crazy event that was happening. And it's just like guys, like what was it actually? Okay. So there was an actual like hearing going on. Okay. So there was very important people actually in the building. So which means if there's very important people, there's going to be Secret Service agents. There's going to be high level of security. Okay. If it's just a regular, say, monument, like the, Abraham Lincoln Monument, for example, there's just going to be regular kind of security, because there's not really very high important people in there. But there, if there's important people in there, there's going to be some high level security. There's going to be some, Secret Service agents. It's going to be a tough shit to get into. Okay. So you can barely walk into a grocery store without a mask on. Okay. And yet these fucking guys got all the way into the Capitol Hill building. So, and the thing is that we have to think, who are these guys who actually got into the building? Okay, you got some fucking, some turkey-looking guy dressed up in some getup. He's great for fucking spreading that he's a Trump supporter and everything. Like, just ridiculous-looking fucking guy. Okay, then you got this other fucking guy. He's got his flag that says Trump is my president. He looks like he could barely tie his own shoes, okay? And he's got a professional photo because, you know, photographers were obviously there, right? And so he's on the stairs and he's got his flag and buddy looks like he could barely tie his own fucking shoes. And these are the fucking people who got into this building. Okay, like these are the people. So that's what you have to actually think about and realize. Be like, yeah, like how did the fucking bottom of the barrel, beta of the beta males, get into this fucking building? It's a fucking, just a joke. Now, following that, you got Facebook, you got Twitter. They have now banned and shut down President Trump and his accounts. So this has nothing to do with whether you like President Trump or not. This has everything to do with how ridiculous and crazy this whole fucking big tech companies are, the media is, and the fucking government that is trying to shut this down. So they shut him down. They closed his accounts, okay? Saying that he was inciting violence. Inciting violence. President Trump came out and said, guys, go home, keep it cool, okay? Like, watch the video yourself. I'm sure CNN and everybody chopped it all up so it made it look like he fucking incited violence, like they usually do, okay? But I'm sure if you saw the whole fucking video, it would tell you a different story. Now, the thing is that they've shut him down, they've censored it, okay? Freedom of speech is out the fucking window with these big tech companies. Okay, you can't say anything that goes against their narrative. Doesn't matter if you're a doctor, you're a scientist, or anything. Like, it doesn't matter whatsoever. So, whether you like President Trump or not, that's beside the point. The point is that they are shutting down and censoring people and spreading a mass amount of lies. Hypocrisy, like, levels you've never known before. Because here's the thing. One person... Oh, well. There's missing things. It's kind of weird. I know for sure one person died. It was apparently a veteran. But then I heard that there was talks of four. And I think they even mentioned it in the Fox News when I was, like, trying to watch it. But I was listening and reading it, so I don't quite understand. I'm not sure yet. But I did hear about four people apparently died yesterday. But anyways, the thing is that they're making such a huge fucking deal about this Capitol Hill thing yesterday. But the thing is that, wait a minute, I'm pretty sure all summer long, Okay? You had Portland, Oregon. You had Seattle. You had Minneapolis. I'm sure there's more, but there's so many, you can't fucking keep up with them all. These cities were fucking burned. Okay? Local business shop owners, their shops were fucking burned to the ground by who? Black Lives Matters. Antifa. Okay? And here's the best part about it. Police officers were killed. I think there was something like 8 police officers last time I knew were killed. Murdered. Okay? Let's fucking call the kettle black. They were fucking murdered. Okay? Police officers murdered by Black Lives Matters and Antifa activists. Okay? What else we got? 8-year-old kids, as young as 8-year-old kids, were fucking murdered in these riots. Okay? This is all factual shit, guys. Like, it doesn't matter. There was a one video of these local shop owners. It was an older couple, and they went to go protect their own business. This is their livelihood. They've put their life savings into this. This is how they provide for their family. This is how they put food in their mouths, their children's mouths, and clothes on their back. So they decided to go and try and protect their own local business, their source of revenue and income. And do you know what happened to them? Antifa, Black Lives Matter, they fucking attacked them. There's a video out there. It's horrible to see. Okay, they had big 2x4s and they were fucking attacked by these people. An older couple. They probably looked like they were like maybe semi-retired. It was just awful. But does the media cover that? No. Because it has nothing to do with Trump, pro-Trump. If it's pro-Trump, they'll fucking cover it and make it look as bad as possible. But if it's anti-Trump, oh, they'll fucking turn a blind eye to it. They're like, oh, we don't know about that. They literally called it peaceful protests. They literally called it all the time. CNN comes out and says, oh, it's a little bit fiery, but it's mostly peaceful. Okay, even today on Fox News, they said they talked about, well, the Black Lives Matters and the Black Lives Matter protests were all peaceful. Peaceful? Okay, they burned shit to the ground. Seattle, they had 6 blocks taken up. Loitering from the scum of the scum, the bottom of the barrel type of fucking people. Okay, the type of people we could wipe off the earth and not give a fuck about because they don't even contribute to nothing. Okay, I pay a lot of taxes each year. Sucks, but I do. I contribute, okay? These fucking guys probably live, 99% of them probably live in their basements of their fucking parents, okay? Just loitering. And that's all they did. It's 6 blocks. The mayor of Seattle allowed them, okay? They said that Trump was dividing everybody. He was inciting hate if he were to come in with the military and fucking take care of it. No, you had local shop owners who couldn't work because they were within that fucking 6 blocks being taken over by the bottom of the barrel scum of the fucking type of people. It was ridiculous. Nancy Pelosi, she literally came out and said, when she was asked about it, and she said, well, people will do what people do. While fucking business owners are being attacked, police officers are being murdered, children are being murdered, Nancy Pelosi comes out and says people will do what they do. Are you kidding me? So the thing is that imagine if we just like turn the tables. Imagine if it was pro-Trump people who were burning. They never would. Okay. Have you ever met a hateful Trump supporter? Like, not really. I don't think I've ever met one. They're usually pretty, like, cool, chill people. All the hate comes from the anti-Trump. Bring up, for one second, bring up that you support Trump. Even if you don't. Just see how it goes. Go into a room full of people and bring it up into conversation. Be like, oh, man, I hope President Trump really wins his next election, you know, and finds out that there's voter fraud. I really hope that. The hate that you will get from people, you'll have people want to fucking murder you, you know, just for supporting somebody. And 99% of the time, their opinion is based on shit, is based on nothing. They're fucking idiots most of the time. They don't know anything. They get all their shit from the biased media, the bullshit media. It is just absolutely ridiculous. So we had a whole entire summer, cities upon cities. Oh no, my light's turning off. Oh no. Okay. We had cities upon cities that were being burned to the ground, people being attacked, police officers murdered, children being murdered. And the media didn't fucking say a thing. CNN called it peaceful. And yesterday, yes, unfortunately, someone did die. But the thing is, it was one day. It was one event. And now they've shut his account down. Really? I'm pretty sure Nancy Pelosi was inciting violence when she said people will do what they do. Okay? When Joe Biden came out and said at the presidential debate, he said that Antifa was just an idea. Well, that idea murdered cops, murdered children, murdered local business owners. That idea killed people. It took away people's way to bring in money, to provide for their family. So that idea, okay, you had the one guy, what was his name? I can't remember his name. He came out and said that Antifa was a myth. Oh no, that's just a myth. Like, no, it's not a myth. You can go and see live video right now. You can see videos happening right now. This is just absolutely insane. It blows me away as to what is happening. And now, the big thing is they are trying to impeach Trump. And so, they're trying to impeach Trump. He's got 2 weeks till inauguration. And they're pushing. This was all on the Fox News. They're pushing for to get him impeached because they say that the violence he's inciting, he riled these people up. No, you and your fucking bullshit riled these people up. That's what happened. So that's what they're pushing for right now, is an impeachment to get him out as fast as possible. The 25th Amendment, I think it was, is what they're touting so that they can get him out as fast as possible. But it's absolutely ridiculous, this stuff. So it just blows me away. Blows me away. It's like you have somebody who is going to be gone in 2 weeks and they're pushing for impeachment. So that's how scared they are. I don't know. It just seems like something big is going to happen from now until then. 2020. If you thought 2020 was bad, fuck, man. 2021. Here we go. We got fucking... Put on your seatbelt. Let's buckle up, man. It's going to be fucking wild. Oh, my God. So, just incredible. It's incredible to watch the news, listen to the news. I always say it's okay to watch the news, okay, to see the bullshit that they tout, whatever. But the thing is that you never want to consume the news. There's a huge difference, okay? You never want to consume the news because when you consume it, you are consuming the poison that it is. You will get fear, okay? You will get judgment. You will get racism, okay? Oh, that's another thing. Chaz, that was taken over in Seattle, that little six blocks, okay, by scum of the earth. Black Lives Matter, fucking bullshit. They said if you are white, go and pay a black person $10. Pretty sure it was $10. But they said if you are white, go and find somebody who is black and pay them $10. Now, I'm not a racist person. I may enjoy the odd racist joke once in a while because some of them are funny. Fight me on that. But the thing is I don't know about you, but that sounds pretty fucking racist to say, hey, if you're white, go pay a black person. Like you have no choice. If you want to be in our group, like Chaz, you want to be here in Chaz, our little fucking autonomy zone, you got to pay the fee. And that is if you're white, you got to go find a black person and go pay him fucking money. That sounds to me like racism 101. Just flip the fucking script. And that's the best part about these SJWs, these social justice warriors who think they're fucking making change. Doesn't matter if it's for racism. It doesn't matter if it's for women's rights. It doesn't matter like if it's for gender, fucking transgender or LGBTQ bullshit. It doesn't matter what it is. their arguments are always on such fucking rocky ground, and it's so easy to dismiss them. It's super easy. A lot of times, all you have to do is just switch the roles. So if we switch the roles in this instance, we'll say, okay, well, let's say if we said, hey, if you're black, go pay a white person money, that is absolutely insane. Like, absolutely insane. And so, like I said, that's racism 101. So the thing is that you can always switch the argument. One of my favorite ones was the girl from Harry Potter. She, for some reason, became some like big activist, and for I think it was women's rights or whatever. I don't know what, just because you're from Harry Potter or whatever. But the thing is that she was speaking in front of the UN, and what happened was that she created something. What was it called? I got a he for she. Is that what it's called? Yes, he for she. She's speaking out in front of like the whole United Nations. She, like, that's where she was. And so she comes out with this whole like thing, and she's like, I call it he for she. So I said, I'm like, are you fucking serious? Like, imagine if a man came out and said, I have created a program that will unite men and women together on equality, and it's called She for He. What the fuck does that sound like? She for He. The outrage from the SJWs on the female side, the feminist side, would just be fucking erupting like no tomorrow. It's just insane. I would just like blow my fucking mind. Like, she for he. Could you imagine? But it's okay to make it he for she, and somewhere along the line, somebody didn't say, hey, don't you think we should probably call it something else? But that is how fucked up these people are, okay? Their arguments are on a house of cards each and every single time. They're ridiculous. They're not very hard to dispute, to fucking crumble them, okay? And then when you do, their feelings get all hurt, and they just fucking, I'm triggered, and then they just fucking cower down, and that's it. But these are the fucking people that we're dealing with, okay? It doesn't matter if you are fucking, like, I'm not saying that women's rights are not fucking a good thing to fight for, okay? I believe in equality. I believe in equal rights. But the thing is that I don't believe in bullshit. That's the thing, okay? I don't believe in bullshit, all right? Women's tennis, for example. Here's another great one before I pass this one on. Women's tennis. They fought for so long saying that women should get paid the same as men in tennis. And you don't quote me on this. It's been a while since I had the numbers. So finally, the tennis organization said, fine, women will get paid the same as the men in tennis. Boom, boom. Equal. But here's the best part. Men played six rounds. Guess how many women paid? Do you think they played the same amount? Fuck no. This is how hypocritical they fucking are. They played four rounds, but they got paid the same. Wait a minute. If they're playing four rounds and the men are playing six, that means the women are getting paid more. Where were all the feminists talking about equal rights then? Oh, you know they fucking... Oh, no, fucking nowhere to be found. That's how fucked up these people are, man. Like, I could go on all day with the hypocrisy and the bullshit like this. You just pick it apart. There was also another thing, speaking about tennis. This one very big tennis player, he was retired for a while. He came out, and I think he was on Piers Morgan, maybe? Or, I don't know, The View or something. And so he came out, and he said, if you put all the tennis players, men and women, Serena Williams would be like 1,200th. And I'm pretty sure it was like The View he was on. And the ladies just fucking unleashed on him. They're like, oh my God, how can you say that? You're saying she's 1,200th, blah, blah, why? Because she's a woman, and just fucking went off. This guy used to be a professional tennis player. He knows what he's talking about. And he's like, it's just the truth. Like, it's just the fact. Okay. Women are women, men are men. Okay. And so they just fucking unleashed on him. This fucking cancel culture came after him. SJW just came after him. And then guess what? Here's the best part is they had, you can go on YouTube and you can look at this shit. They had a man like, Federer, whatever his name is. And then you had a woman on the same team. They played doubles. Okay. Serena Williams and fucking Federer, whatever, yet a man and a woman, professionals, both top of the game. Okay. The best tennis players in the world. Two versus two, man and a woman versus man and a woman. Whenever the man got a hold of that ball and he served it to the woman, holy fuck, he made them look like amateurs, like it was their first time on their court. It was just amazing. And it's just like, for me, I believe men are men, women are women. We're not fucking equal. Like, not at all. Women can give birth. Men can't fucking give birth. Like, men are men, women are women. If we have a military, okay, I don't want 50% women on the front lines and 50% men. I want the biggest, baddest motherfuckers on the front lines, okay, providing security for our country. That's who I want on the front lines. I don't want 50% women and 50% men, okay? That's horse shit. I want the biggest, baddest motherfuckers on the front lines. I don't care if it's 99% women, okay, and 1% men or vice versa. As long as they are the biggest, baddest motherfuckers meant for the job, that is who I want on the front lines, okay? Our stupid Prime Minister Justin Trudeau, when he first got into office back in 2015, I think it was, he came in and he made his office 50% women, 50% men. And someone asked him, like, well, why did you do that? He's like, well, it's 2015. Why wouldn't I do that? It's like, you know, I don't give a fuck if it's all women or all men or fucking whatever it is, as long as the right person is in that position. That's what fucking matters. Because now you have qualified people who are probably far more qualified. You probably have far more qualified women who are fit for the job, but because there's only allowed 50%, you got this piece of shit male over here, okay, who is taking up that seat. That's how ridiculous this shit is. That's how ridiculous these people's arguments are. It's just absolutely insane. So the media constantly lies. It's just, they absolutely insane. The hypocrisy from them is absolutely insane. Black Lives Matter, Antifa is not just an idea. It is not a myth. They murdered cops. They murdered children. Okay? And the media didn't fucking cover it. They called it peaceful protest. And now they're making yesterday some big, huge fucking event. Sorry. No. So that's what's happening in this world. There's so much to talk about, but I'll leave it at that. Okay. It's insane. There's so many topics to talk about. There's experimental vaccines that are coming out. There's more bullshit from fucking CBC. I always tune into the radio on CBC Radio called the Bullshit News. It's on the hour and it's on the 30 minute, you know, and I love it. I think it's fucking hilarious. One of these days I want to record myself listening to it just so you can see my actual like live face when I'm listening to it, because the shit that they tout is just amazing. Because, man, like, so much of this stuff, you can go and you can find it, okay? The press secretary of the White House, rather than spending much of her time with good, important questions and, like, you know, topics of choice, she spent most of her time battling and debunking the myths and the lies and the bullshit and the hypocrisy of the media and what they have done time and time again. She had a big fucking binder of it. That was like a big binder of facts. So whenever the media came in and they just like started touting their bullshit, she just flipped to the page and be like, no, I'm gonna say that's bullshit because you also said this back in March, okay? Nancy Pelosi, you said this. New York Times, you said this, okay? So I don't know who the fuck you're talking to, okay? Because you guys are full of shit, and I have it all fucking recorded right here in this big fat binder. She didn't say it in exactly those words, but I'm sure, okay? I probably would have. But, man, it's fucking crazy. I don't know who to get mad at more. The media for putting out this bullshit, this hypocrisy, these fucking straight up lies, or the fucking idiots who watch this shit and actually take it as fact. I don't know. I don't know who to punch in the face more. Okay? The media or these fucking idiots who take it. It's just, it blows me away. It blows me away, guys. Okay. That's pretty much it. Hope you enjoyed it. Leave me a comment. Like this. Share this. Do all that jazz. And remember, you can always go to unpluggedfreedom.com and you can sign up to my email list in case I get deleted off of Instagram. You can also find the Unplugged Freedom podcast in your probably most favorite podcast, Google Podcast, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, all those places. And you can listen to all the past episodes. Let me know what you think. And then, go from there. So thank you. Let me know what you think. And I will talk to you guys later. All right. Cheers.